Hello.
Hello, ma'am. How are you tonight? My
Good,
name
how
is
are you?
Sask. Good, excellent. We are calling from National Opinion Service, and we are conducting an opinion survey directed to female registered voters. We would like to ask you a few questions about your attitudes and opinions. First question is about gender. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you for your cooperation. It's a tough survey. I mean, it's tough to get someone who wants to help us. For statistical purposes, what is the year of your birth? Only the year I need. I don't need the day or the month.
93.
Thank you so much. And are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Yes, thank you so much. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No, you are not. Thank you so much. And what is your race, please?
White.
White, thank you. Let's move on. In general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? First, the future of the country. How do you feel about that, positive or negative?
Negative.
Negative, okay. The future of the planet.
Kind of neutral.
I only have positive and negative in this particular question.
I'll say negative, I guess.
Negative, very well. And how about your own future? How do you feel about that?
Depends on the day.
Okay. You must be a Leo.
No, Aries, but...
Okay, I'm a Leo. I feel like that sometimes.
Let's say positive, I guess.
Positive, very well. That's the spirit. Very well. Let's move on. I know your time is important. How much power do you feel young women have to make changes on issues that matter most to the community? I rate the amount of power you feel young women have to make changes on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means young women have no power at all. 10 means young women have a lot of power to make change on issues that matter most to the community. So how much power do you feel your vote has? From 0 to 10, any number.
Probably a 3-ish.
A 3? Okay. Let's move on then. Of the following issues, which 3 do you think are the most important to young women in the U.S. today? The issues mentioned here are education, mental health, gun violence, abortion access, economy and the cost of living, student loans, immigration, crime, climate change, national security, racism and discrimination, and healthcare. So which 3 do you think are most important to young women in the U.S. today?
Oh, gosh. To young women in the U.S., I would say
I could read them back slowly if you want. Education, mental health, gun violence, abortion access, economy and the cost of living, student loans, immigration, crime, climate change, national security, racism and discrimination in healthcare. You can choose 3 of them.
I would say education,
okay.
Abortion
access,
and... Oh, man, it was one of the first ones you said. I'm sorry. Can you say the first one?
Mental health, gun violence.
Mental health, yes. Mental health.
Okay, let's move on. Thank you so much, man. Thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize the most? Do you prioritize relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships, improving or maintaining mental health, hobbies and free time activities, contributing to positive change in your community, caring for senior family members, advancing in your career, economic security and financial independence, your education, improving or maintaining physical health, having or caring for children, or your work-life balance. So which 3 are most important that you prioritize in this chapter of your life?
It's so hard. I'm a nurse. Like, all these things are important.
yeah, they actually they all are, but sometimes we have top issues that we take care of the most.
Yeah, I would say work-life balance.
Work-life balance, all right.
Yeah, hobbies and activities and
relationships, mental health, contributing to positive change in your community, caring for senior family members, advancing in your career, economic security and financial independence, your education, improving or maintaining physical health, or having or caring for children.
I'll say financial independence.
Financial independence, okay, economic security. Sure, that's important. Which of the following traits are most important to your identity? And you can choose three as well. Would it be your role in relationships, like being a mother, caregiver, friend, being a member of your racial ethnic group, being young, being American, your spiritual and religious belief, your sexual orientation, being a woman, your profession, your personality, your hobbies or interests? So, which of the following traits are most important to your identity? And you can choose three as well.
I'd say hobbies.
Okay, let me see. Hobbies of interest. They are your personality, your profession, being a woman, your sexual orientation, your spiritual and religious belief, being American, being young, being a member of your racial or ethnic group, or your role in relationships, like being a mom, caregiver, friend?
Personality and spiritual beliefs.
Personality and what? And which one? Other one?
Spiritual beliefs.
Spiritual religious belief. Okay, that's important as well. When you think about the American political system, which emotion do you feel most often? You may choose up to two of the following. When you think about the American political system, do you feel pride, happiness, exhaustion, hope, anger or frustration, disappointment and sadness, dread?
Exhaustion and disappointment.
The exhaustion and disappointment. Okay, that was quick. Let's move on. All right. Which of the following statements come closest to your opinions? I will read three different statements. Statement A says, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Nope. Statement B, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Statement C, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Which one is closer to your opinion, ma'am? A, B, or C?
B.
B?
B.
B, okay, thank you. What factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three of the following. Would you say the U.S. government and political system is not working effectively because too many old white men in power, politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people, not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard, power-hungry politicians seeking control, corporate money has too much influence, the two-party system, division and gridlock between political parties, or systemic racism?
Is it just one that I picked for this one?
No, you can choose three. Because
I would say politics is distant from people.
Politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people? Is that the one?
Yes.
Okay.
Corporate money has too much influence.
Okay, that's corporate money has too much influence, all right.
And
systemic racism, division and gridlock between political parties, the two-party system, poor, hungry politicians seeking control. And then we got three then. Let's move on. How much do you trust the following to make change on issues that matter to you? Do you trust them a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? The Supreme Court. Do you trust the Supreme Court a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Remember, if the question is how much do you trust the following to make change on issues that matter to you? How about ballot mm-hmm. initiatives? How much do you trust that to make changes on issues that matter to you?
I didn't even know that existed.
Ballot initiatives, that's proposed laws that the public votes on directly, you know, during election time. They got these ballot mm-hmm. initiatives and you have to vote on them.
Let's say somewhat for that as well.
Yeah, do you trust that a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all to make change on issues that matter to you?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. And the Supreme Court, you said somewhat as well, right?
Correct.
Okay. How about your state government? How much do you trust them to make change on issues that matter to you?
Somewhat. All of these are probably going to be somewhat.
Somewhat? Well, I'm supposed to read 100% verbatim, so you bear with me, please. How about community organizations? How much do you trust them to make change on issues that matter to you?
Okay, let's do a little bit for that one, because that's above some.
Yeah, the choices are a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all. So would be a little on this one?
A little, yeah.
Now, how about Congress?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. How about your city government?
Somewhat.
And President Biden, how much do you trust him to make change on issues that matter to you?
Somewhat,
very well. And let's move on quickly. How much let me see, I'm missing one, and you almost say somewhat to all of them? No, I'm not missing anyone. Oh, okay. Your city government was somewhat as well. Okay, that was the one missing. You will hear some brief description of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation. The first case is the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admission. Would that make you feel very motivated, somewhat unmotivated, or non-motivated at all to help enact change through civic participation?
Somewhat motivated?
Yeah, well, when we mean civic participation, we mean like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives. So would that, you know, that decision make you feel very motivated, somewhat unmotivated, or not at all motivated?
If they decide to remove it, so they don't consider it?
Well, they already did that. They end affirmative action a few weeks back.
I think that's fine. I mean, I don't know. I'm not political at all. So I.
Correct. I mean, that is your opinion that matters. I mean, there's no right or wrong here.
I don't know if I understand it fully, but I mean, I don't.
The question is if the decision made by the Supreme Court will motivate you to enact change through civic participation, like it make you feel more. You know, like a more willing to participate in voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, and the such. And the first one mentioned here is the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which it's already done, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions. So, yes, ma'am?
I feel like that's probably fine, so maybe not motivated.
Right. The question is if that motivates you, very motivated, somewhat motivated, somewhat unmotivated, or not at all motivated to take action through civic participation.
Let's say not at all.
Not at all. Very well. And the second decision by the Supreme Court is in the 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe v. Wade. Would that make you feel very motivated, somewhat unmotivated, or not at all motivated to enact change? Very?
Yes.
Very well. Third, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ+ customers and deny them service. How motivated would that make you feel to to make you participate in civically?
Somewhat
motivated. Okay, thank you. And the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers. How motivated would that make you feel?
Very motivated.
Very motivated. Thank you. Let's move on. Thank you, ma'am. Almost there. Thank you so much. We took a little longer on that one. How likely are you to participate in the following? Volunteering for an advocacy organization or being an advocate for an organization. Would that be very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Not for a political organization, but...
not very likely? Or not at all?
Not for a political organization, but for other ones, I already am.
Well, it doesn't say political organization. It's only volunteering for an advocacy organization.
Let's say very.
Very likely? Okay. How about boycotting a company? How likely are you to participate in something like that?
Not at all.
Not at all? Attending a protest?
Not likely.
Not very likely or somewhat likely?
Not very likely.
Not very likely. Contacting or attending an event with your elected representatives?
Not very likely.
Not very likely. Sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or on social media?
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat likely, thank you. Signing a petition?
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat likely, very well, ma'am. How likely are you to vote in elections, voting in elections?
Oh, somewhat likely.
Very likely, somewhat likely? Okay.
Somewhat likely.
Thank you. Let's move on. I know your time is important. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that keep them from voting. Which best describes why you may not have voted in previous elections? You may choose three. Because there was an intimidating presence at your polling place. Voting doesn't change things that matter to you. Your mail-in ballot didn't arrive in time. Inconveniences like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off location. You did not have time to vote. You did not know enough about the candidates. The candidates didn't represent your values. You didn't think your vote would be counted properly. You didn't know how or when to vote or register. Or none of the above because you always vote. Or none of the above because you face other obstacles. So in case you were kept from voting at some point, which three would be the ones that you choose that were barriers at that time?
I don't have time.
No time, okay.
Don't know enough about candidates.
No, didn't know enough about the candidates. Okay.
And just, it was one of the last ones you said.
Okay.
What I agree with.
Oh, your voting doesn't change the thing that mattered to you. There was an intimidating presence at your polling place. Your mailing ballot didn't arrive in time. Inconveniences like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off box location. Candidate didn't represent your values. You didn't think your vote would be counted properly.
Represent
your values?
Yeah.
Okay, very well. Let's move on. Let's start wrapping things up. I will read you a few three statements, actually. Let me see. Three. After this, we'll be wrapping things up very quickly. For each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States. First statement says, the Biden administration spearheaded a bipartisan infrastructure package which replaces dangerous lead pipes, invests in public transit and electric vehicles, and ensures internet access for all. These are critical investments in sustainability and equity for low-income communities and people of color whose neighborhoods have been disproportionately impacted by outdated infrastructure. But we must continue to take action to make our communities stronger and safer. Does that information make you to engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less in the political system in the United States?
I don't know how to answer that one. I'm sorry. How many more questions is this? I really need to go.
No, after, you know, only, I got three statements. After this, we're, you know, pretty much done. Only a few statistical questions. So the information I provided to you, would that make you want to engage more on the political system? A little more, a little less, or a lot less?
I don't want to be involved with politics at all, so nothing will influence me.
Engaging a little less or a lot less?
I'm already not engaged, so I don't know how to answer that.
So which one should I choose, engage a lot less or engaging a little less?
A little less.
A little? Okay, very well. Let's move on fast, so I know your time is important. Almost done, man. We have seen hardworking people rise up in union to win better wages and benefits against some of the greediest corporations like Starbucks and Amazon. We've proven that when we young working people come together, we can prevail against the wealthy few that to get the fair conditions we deserve. We must keep exercising our collective power so that working people can thrive. Does that information make you to be engaged a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, or a lot less in the political system?
I'm already not involved. I'll just say a little more.
A little more? Very well. Almost done, man. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled to block the Biden administration student debt cancellation program. However, the administration has already enacted alternatives to provide relief to low and middle-income borrowers, like the SAVE plan, which cuts borrowers' monthly payments in half or to zero for minimum wage earners, and insurers' balances don't grow from the unpaid interest. We need to continue to fight for the economic well-being of young people so we can all thrive. Does that information make you to engage a lot more? Engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less in the political system?
A lot less.
A lot less? Okay. Let's start wrapping things up. What are the media sources that you check the most often for new content? You may choose two. Do you check Instagram, Twitter, national TV news, news or information articles online, international news outlets, local TV news stations, YouTube, podcasts, TikTok or Facebook. Which two do you use the most?
Instagram and Facebook.
Instagram and Facebook. Okay, let's move on fast. Thinking about the content you consume online, which two topics do you seek out the most? You can choose two. Would it be show and movies, science and technology, hobbies, tips and hacks, business and finance, government and politics, sport, music, humor and memes, news and current events, health and beauty, and self-care. So which two topics do you seek out the most?
Hobbies and tips and tricks.
What was that, the second one?
I think so, hobbies, tips, tricks, whatever.
Yeah, hobbies, I got that.
And then the second one, I think it was like right after that.
Business and finance, government and politics, sports, music, humor and memes.
No.
Current events, health, beauty and self-care. Science and technology and shows and movies.
Oh, I think the two I picked were combined and I didn't realize. Okay. Let's say, humor.
Humor and memes. Okay, very well. Let's move on. Almost done, man. I'm just trying to let you off the hook. I know you have things to do. What is the highest level of a school you have completed, ma'am, or the highest degree you received?
Bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's? Okay. And do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
One.
One, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Single, thank you, ma'am. And are you the partner or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Do dogs count?
No.
No.
Thank you for lighting up my day. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
None of the above.
Could you choose one of them? Independent, Republican, or Democrat?
Let's say Independent.
Yes, okay. And would you say, do you lean towards the Republican Party more or the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither,
okay. How would you describe your employment status?
Full-time.
Full-time, thank you.
Overtime.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Or were you not able to vote?
No, I was not able to vote. I was working.
Did not vote, okay. Last year, the final question, I believe. Last year in 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? And your best estimate is fine.
I think it was about 80.
80, between 75,000 and 84,000, 1999. Okay,
sure.
Very well. Thank you, ma'am. This concludes our service. Thank you for your patience and your participation and your valuable time. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you. You too.